This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our grains discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Lower trade overnight. I guess not really too much of a surprise given the situation with the weather forecast in Brazil. And I emphasize forecast because it is not rainfall that we're dealing with here. It is projected rainfall, particularly across the northern two-thirds of Brazil, which encompasses most of Mato Grosso. There is pretty widespread expectation for 2-inch rainfalls, and then you can kind of build up from there. However, they have been in this dry cycle, and so, you know, as most U.S. farmers are well aware, when you are in a dry cycle, it takes a little bit to break that. So there's no guarantees out of this situation, but it is the anticipation of that rain that has us under pressure, with the beans leading the downward push here this morning, down about a dime in the break, while corn's just down about a penny and three quarter, but corn has been underperforming overall. I would add to that that this morning we saw really good sales on the weekly export sales in both row crops. Corn and beans looked really good, 1.8 million in the corn. That was up 81% from the four-week average. The soybeans at nearly 4 million metric tons. They don't even put a number on that. They just say up noticeably. So those are big numbers that should help us a little bit on the open, but no daily flash sales that I've seen posted yet, but FAS is not the most timely in the world either.
Eric, we've seen some very interesting export sales here recently. Do you think things are starting to ramp up?
It sure feels that way. When you're selling corn to Japan right now, it tells us that we are at least competitive in the Asian markets, and that could open the door to see a little bit of Chinese business, which in the case of the corn, that's what we need.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 1 3/4 at 469 even. January soybeans down 11 even at 1373.5. January soybean meal down $6.20 at 445.90. January soybean oil down 10 cents at 52.34. On the Merck, December live cattle down 90 cents at 176.87. November feeder cattle up 15 cents at 229.57. December lean hogs down 40 cents at 70.60. December pork cutout down 57 cents at 81.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.